My first guest on the morning wake-up call is a friend of mine, and Sam Dostler, who is the web content manager for AmateurGolf.com, and he also does play-by-play broadcasting for a variety of sports on the high school and college levels. He does he's the voice of Central Connecticut State women's basketball. He does some work for the Northeast Sports Network. And Sam Dostler, thanks for joining us this morning. And you're the first guest on Sports Country, and I don't know whether that's good or bad, but thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Gene, and congratulations on the first show. Nothing wrong with being first most of the time.
Well, thanks. Well, what I want to talk to you, obviously, you're dealing with amateur golf most of the time, but I'm going to pull you into pro golf, and I know that you have plenty of opinions about some things, and one of which is Tiger, and we'll get to him in a minute. You and I have had some interesting debates over Twitter about some of that, but this past weekend was the Zurich Open in the PGA Tour. It's a different format where they play in a team format rather than individual play. I have to admit, I'm not a fan. I know they do that kind of thing in the Ryder Cup, which is fine, but I think that's where it needs to stay. I was about as uncompelled watching a golf tournament, I think, in my life as I was this past weekend with that team format down at the Zurich Open.
Yeah, you know, for whatever reason, it just doesn't, you don't get that same buzz. And it was a really competitive tournament, too. I mean, there were a handful of teams that had a chance down the stretch yesterday in the final round. It's a great course where there's a lot of really good closing holes. You have an exciting closing par five. Where last year, if you remember back, the winning team ended up, they chipped in from just off the green to force a playoff the next day as darkness was setting in. There were a lot of birdies out there. Billy Horschel and Scott Piercy, the winners, played phenomenal golf, but it just doesn't translate. I was sitting there actually watching it and was thinking, you know, it's kind of cool to see this once a year, but at the same time, you know, we have the Travelers Championship coming here in about 6 weeks' time, and I was saying, I'm glad this isn't the format for the local tournament near me. It just doesn't seem to create the same buzz. It really limits, I think, the fan experience, because top 35 teams and ties made the cut. So you still get 70 players there for the weekend, but it's not the same as getting a chance to watch the top players in the world compete in their normal format. I think you're right. This is best suited for the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, in those really unique team-driven situations.
I mean, it got to a point for me, I think I was more interested to seeing if there was one of the Gators was going to jump up out of one of the water hazards and take somebody out. I mean, that's to the point that it was for me. It's kind of like when you look at where they play the match play for one of the World Golf Championship events during mm-hmm. the course of the year. But that at least is individual competition. It's match play as opposed to stroke play. But that, to me, is more compelling than this team event.
Right. I think that one is definitely more compelling. You get each year guys in the way it's set up now. And actually, the Gator did almost, I don't know if you were watching on Friday when John Rahm was down near the water, there was a Gator lurking nearby. And you actually have to play a shot out of the water with his foot in it. but it was a little iffy there. The Gator was jumping around for a little while. I think the match play, that one, where you still have that individual aspect of a different format, I think that one's a nice one to mix in once. And I wouldn't even be opposed to seeing it a second time throughout the year to see that twist. But the team event, it's hard to follow. I think you get some interesting pairings, like you got the Ryder Cup pairing of Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson. Those guys play together a lot.
Right.
Bubba Watson and Matt Kuchar, they played together. Then you had the two Spaniards, Sergio Garcia and Carballo Velo, playing together. So some interesting pairings there, but none of those guys were up near the top of the leaderboard. You had Jordan Spieth, who played with Ryan Palmer for the second straight year. They missed the cut. So it seemed a little bit easier for that star power to kind of fade away, because there were some big names on the field this week. They just weren't there at the top of the leaderboard when things wound down on Sunday.
Well, let's get to Tiger Woods, and he's committed to play at the Wells Fargo in Charlotte this week, and then he's going to tee it up the following week at the Players. I know you're not wrapped up in the whole Tiger Mania thing. You know, briefly, I mean, why is that for you that he is not drawing your attention the way he seems to draw everybody else's?
I think for me, I can get on board with pretty much anyone who's playing well. I guess exception maybe being the Zurich Classic with
right.
the team events, but
yeah.
I'm that diehard follower who's going to watch every week, no matter who's in the field.
Yep.
And to be honest, I've always been a Phil Mickelson guy, respected the heck out of Tiger and what he's done, because, I mean, how can you not, as someone who likes the sport, follows the sport, covers the sport. But when he went through that whole incident with his wife and how all that played out back in 2009, that really soured me on him. And for whatever reason, excuse me, I know some people have been able to not look past it because you can't, but have been able to sort of put that in one area where they just say, okay, that's separate from his golf and roots him as a golfer. For some reason, I just haven't been able to get to that point yet.
I think you can make a case now that there is more talent on the PGA Tour than any time in history. With all these young guys like Rory and DJ, Spieth, Day, et cetera, I think it's going to be hard for anybody to ever dominate again the way that, for instance, Nicklaus Palmer and Tiger did during their heydays. I just think there's too many people now that play at that high level.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, 100%. I mean, you look at it, and Spieth had that fantastic year in 2015, and then he won, of course, the British Open last year. But there's so much talent, you're just not able to have that consistent string of wins and dominance as often. Justin Thomas, of course, a great year last year,
right.
Won the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow, where actually he's going to be playing this year, but not defending this title this week at the Wells Fargo, I should say. So it's a totally different game. And even you look at it, a guy the age of Phil Mickelson, he won. So I think the talent now, with the way guys take care of their body, it really gets spread out, where a guy like Phil Mickelson, even got Steve Stricker playing well when he plays in PGA Tour events. Mm-hmm. He's over 50 now. So it really spreads the talent out over a wide range of years and makes it that much harder to win.
Well, you didn't know this was going to be my next question, but you just led me right into it. It would not surprise me, Sam, to see people in their 50s win on the regular tour anymore. I mean, everybody my age remembers Jack Nicklaus winning the Masters back in 86. Mm-hmm. He was 46 years old, and boy, you know, what a revelation.
Yep.
That was. Tom Watson, what he did in 2009 at the British Open, I think he was 59 years old at the time. I mean, I could easily see guys like Phil Mickelson, maybe Stricker, winning and being competitive into their 50s. Heck, Vijay Singh was in contention for a while this year at the Masters. So, and again, maybe it's the conditioning thing, but even the older guys now, I think, have a chance to win well into their 50s.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable how the guys can kind of hang around longer. Davis Love III just won a tournament, I think, last year, and he was in his 50s, maybe the year before. It might have to do a little bit with the equipment helping out.
Right.
You have the ball that travels longer. You can hit it further with the clubs that there are now. That's why I think you get all the talk about rolling back the golf ball a little bit. Maybe that, if they did that, will that take the over 50 crowd out a little bit? But you look at guys, you know, like a Phil Mickelson, who's 47 and just turned 48. What reason do you have to believe he's not going to be able to compete in 3 years' time? I mean, he's just been doing it for such a long period of time. Fred Couples played well at the Masters this year, and this is a guy who he was playing with a back brace this year and doesn't play competitively that often, but he was still able to hang there and be in the mix a little bit and make the cut and play well. So I think you're gonna keep seeing it. These guys want to hang around, and there's no reason to believe that they won't.
Well, the last thing I have for you before I let you go, you deal with amateur golf most of the time. So let me ask you about the college game. And has the success that some of these young guys on the tour changed the way that a lot of these college guys now think about their future? I mean, are we going to see more guys be one and done, much like we see in Division I college basketball these days? Do you think that's really that could be the trend because of the amount of money out on the PGA Tour?
No, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure you're going to see it. There's only a handful of guys who really do that. You look at Jordan Spieth. He was one and done at Texas. But for the most part, a lot of these top amateurs, top college players, are still spending 3-4 years. The top amateur in the world right now is a guy by the name of Braden Thornberry. He plays at Ole Miss, and he had a fantastic sophomore year. Won better than 5 times, won the NCAA individual title, played in the FedEx St. Jude Classic and tied for 4th there as an amateur. Was on the Walker Cup team and for the U.S. and on a winning team there. But he went back for his junior year. There was never an inkling about him coming out. You do get some guys who will leave early, guy like Sam Burns, whose name you might have heard a little bit earlier this year on the PGA Tour, up around the top of the leaderboard. But you even look at a guy like Maverick McNealy. He was the top amateur in the world, and he stayed all 4 years at Stanford.
Right.
So I don't know that you're going to see a whole number of guys jump, especially because, you know, you look at it, a guy who's one and done in the NBA, they're going to get, if they're drafted in the first round, the top 10, whatever it may be, they're getting millions of dollars right off the bat. Mm-hmm. They're going to be on an NBA team. You leave in college golf, and it's not easy to make it to the PGA Tour. You really got to grind at these lower tours, and even lower than the Web.com Tour. There's a bunch of the Latin American Tour. There's the Canadian Tour. There's just a whole handful of these other tours out there that guys have to fight their way through. I mentioned Jordan Spieth, and he was such a unique example getting onto the PGA Tour as quick as he did. And he only did so because of that remarkable win at the John Deere Classic, where he pulled out from the bunker and then won in a long playoff and stuff like that. So if he hadn't done that, the Jordan Spieth story would be a lot different, because he might have had to play more on some of the smaller tours just to get onto the PGA Tour.
Well, Sam, thank you for being the inaugural guest here on Sports Country. We'll check in with you during the course of the season as things go along. And, you know, maybe we can, by the end of the year, if he's playing well enough, maybe we can get you on that Tiger Woods bandwagon. How about that?
We'll see what we can do on that one. Thanks so much.
All right, Sam Dostler. Thank you. Sam Dostler here on Sports Country. And we really appreciate Sam coming on. And I know it's early in the morning for him and for a lot of you, but that is it. And again, I am probably way more intrigued about the Tiger Woods thing than Sam is. It's just one of those guys that, and I'm not generally a front runner kind of guy. I mean, I'm a guy that rooted for the San Diego Chargers in football for many years, and you know, we all know they've had very little success. I've been a Boston Red Sox fan from the time I was a kid and up until the last, you know, 10 or 15 years, they weren't doing anything. So I'm used to pain. But Tiger Woods was just one of these guys. When he came on the scene, he was such a compelling story. Maybe the family background was part of it, but just the raw talent that the guy had. And so I've always been a big fan of his. You know, look, the personal things aside, we've all got our demons. We all make mistakes. And you know, if on social media now, you would think that 99% of the people that are on Twitter and Facebook are the world's most perfect people, because they love to criticize others, and they love to bring people down. They love to destroy heroes. But you know, his personal demons aside, I have always been a Tiger Woods fan, and I'm rooting for the guy, frankly, to get back. And you know, Sam and I had some conversations, and I believe that he's good for the game, and the game needs him. And Sam goes to the other side, and you heard us talk about the fact that there's so much young talent now that the game of golf is just fine. And don't get me wrong, if Tiger Woods doesn't play well, golf is not going to go away. The PGA Tour is not going to fold. But I think if you got a guy like Tiger Woods in his early 40s that can go out there and compete with guys like Rory and DJ, Spieth, Justin Thomas, I think it just makes things much more compelling. So we're going to step away for a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to The Wake Up Call on Sports Country.